Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent. And we're the food guys.
And, you know, we've been doing this show talking about kitchen gadgets, and we got to the point where we were talking about handheld mixers. And I think quite a few people still use a stand mixer.
Yes, this is a stand mixer is much more powerful, and it allows you to make bread doughs.
Yeah.
And because you have a dough hook and you can
make
all kinds
the dough
of
hook.
Really wonderful.
Yeah.
And the dough hook needs
looks,
the bread and
looks
slaps
kind of
it
medieval,
around the bowl.
But, you know.
Oh, they're absolutely wonderful. Then it has a whip attachment for creaming butter and sugar and whipping egg whites. And also it's got a flat beater, which is very useful for creaming butter and sugar.
You're right.
And also just for cutting hard butter into flour. If you want to make a pastry, for example, you can put pieces of hard butter with the flour and the flat beater and let the machine run on low for about 3 minutes, and then you've cut your butter particles into the size that you want to, say, make a pastry. Then you can add the liquid, and then as soon as it all gathers into a ball, you have your pastry. Very, very easy to do that.
But what you're describing is what I now use my food processor for.
Well, and that's the next gadget.
Oh, I got ahead of you. I'm a little previous here.
Yes, I love making pastry in the food processor because it'll cut the butter into the flour with the metal blade in just a few seconds.
Exactly.
And then when you add the liquid and you pulse it in, on off, just a few seconds, and you've got a great pie dough.
You got a nice clump. And boy, I'll tell you, it is a good pie dough. That's a really and I'll tell you, it's revolutionized baking pies for me.
It has, and it has also revolutionized, you know, you can chop meat in a food processor. Mm-hmm. With a stand mixer, you can also get a meat grinder attachment.
Yeah, that's true.
Which would do
the same
thing. But the food processor has many, many, many uses because it has slicing attachments and shredding attachments. But basically, it's that metal blade that can also do a great bread dough, especially one that maybe has whole wheat flour. It'll just make you can make a very liquidy, almost a very stretchy, elastic dough, especially for whole wheat flour. You'll get much more moisture into it, and it's great that way.
You know, one of the interesting things I've noticed in your recipes is that you give flour amounts in ounces as well as in cups, spoonfuls, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And since I finally registered on my little brain, I said, why is he measuring this stuff? And I figured it out. And I had my little kitchen scale. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It works perfectly.
The scale is the way to go, John. And I would prefer to be able to write recipes using only ounce or and or gram measures because it's so much more accurate than measuring in a spoon or in a cup or anything else.
Yeah, most of the scales will indicate cups or grams.
Grams or ounces.
Or ounces, yeah. Yes. Yeah, ounces or grams. And so it's simplicity itself. We would all soon be using the metric system if
we came close, what, 30 years ago or so, and then we
it
backed
didn't
off.
Take.
It
yeah.
didn't. Well, no, we backed off. And I really cursed the day that Fanny Farmer had standardized cup measurements going back to 1896.
Wow.
Before that, when Americans were baking, they only used scales. And then over time, they shifted over to tumblers and spoonfuls of this. And it was so inaccurate that here comes Fanny Farmer, and she standardizes everything for the cups that we have today. But if you read a recipe that calls for 1 cup flour, I don't know how that flour got into that cup.
Right.
You know, so the recipe direction will have to tell you that.
But you're just spooning it in. That's what I'm doing.
Well, or sometimes I will dip the cup into the flour container, which is going to make a huge difference into the weight of the flour in that cup. But I will say that in a recipe. I would rather just say 5 ounces flour or 4 1/4 ounces flour.
Yeah, I think that's right. But what I want to know is Do I need something other than that little, small, typical kind of tabletop scale?
Well, I don't know which particular scale you're talking about, well, but I would get one that could weigh up to about 10 or 11 pounds.
Oh, yeah. See, mine wouldn't do that.
Because you put the bowl on there, the bowl's going to weigh something. And then you push the tare, T-A-R-E button, which zeroes out the weight. Then you can start putting in what you want to weigh. And if it calls for 10 ounces of flour, then you put in 10 ounces of flour. And then you push the tare button again, and that zeroes it out. And then you can add the sugar. And if it calls for 7 ounces of sugar, then you add 7 ounces of sugar. And it makes life so much more easy. So much easier.
Yeah, we're talking about one that is has an electronic kind of
I have a bunch of scales, and I travel with
a
one.
A bunch of them?
Well, I travel with one.
How many do you have?
One, two, three, five, maybe five. And and I have one that—
Hey, this guy is a professional.
But the thing is, I have one that weighs to 100 grams. I have one that weighs to 1,000 grams. And I can weigh to the tenth of a gram if I want to. That's just for my own use.
Yeah. You know what, Greg? There's no end to the discussion of gadgets. We could do yet another show. We're not going to do it for now. But we're going to go on to some other topics, but we'll have to come back, and we hope that you'll come back for
the food guys.